everything has an upside and a downside. I think that maxim is pretty much applicable to most aspects of our lives, in terms of our personal lives, our professional lives, our sort of our life in terms of society and how we interact with other people. Everything has an upside and a downside. And the COVID scenario that we've lived through for the last 18 months or so now has definitely had a lot of downsides in terms of the, you know, the removal of our freedoms, the imposition of Chinese communist style vaccine passports, the lionization of the failed NHS. All these things have been obvious downsides. But one of the upsides for me anyway has been how it has certainly separated the wheat from the chaff, to use a biblical expression. And we see who are the trusted, who are the strong, and who are the trusted. And we see who are the weak and who are the untrusted. And one of the eye-openers for me has been to watch, particularly on mainstream media and social media, so-called libertarians, so-called conservatives, rush to embrace, first of all, the lockdown, and then the need to jab anything that moves with the experimental gene therapies. And this has been quite a helpful eye-opener, because I'm thinking to myself, were these people ever trustworthy? Could they ever be relied upon? I mean, I notice on social media, for example, I'm not going to even give the individual the publicity of this, but so-called libertarian and edgy guy who does nothing but shill for, look, it's your choice whether you have the vax or not, so just shut up and take it if you want to have it. All right, okay, I don't want to have it, but I want to be able to travel. Shut up, then you can't travel. I don't want to have it, but I want to get access to restaurants and pubs. Shut up, it's your choice. I don't want to get it, but I want to have a normal life. Shut up, you can't have a normal life. So we've exposed them. We have exposed the frauds who posture and preen as something that they never were. That's on social media, but it's equally applicable on legacy media. You only have to look across the entire legacy media. I'm talking about pretty much everywhere on TV, everywhere on radio. Not so long ago, I did a podcast on my views on Julia Hartley Brewer, which was the most popular one I've ever done. And I basically said, you know, with all due respect to Julia, a pox on her. She is at best controlled opposition. And that's been true now right across the media piece. The only people who have stepped outside the Overton window are people like James Dellingpole, who I have huge respect for. And but they're few and far between. Others choose to say nothing and keep their head down because that is more comforting for them. They know that if they don't put their heads above the parapet, then it won't be taken off. Whereas others have bravely strode in to the void and said things that needed to be said. So I am glad that COVID has shone a light into the charlatans in the media, the charlatan commentators, the charlatan presenters. And by the way, here's another name to talk about, Peter Hitchens. I have a lot of time for Peter Hitchens on many other issues. And on this one, he seemed to be good, but when it came to it, he took the vaccines. Why did he take the vaccines? Because he wanted to travel. Well, I'm not sure if he was able to travel to the place that he initially obviously had hoped to or not. But ultimately, he's a shill, because the correct principle position is, if you disagree with this, then you cannot go along with any part of it. If you go along with just bits of it, then, you know, honestly, you're like the sort of people who say, well, look, I'm happy to build the railroad that takes you to the concentration camp, but I'll be getting off at the stop before you actually arrive at the gates of Belsen. Well, sorry, no, you are essentially a collaborator. It's just that strong. That's how I feel about some of these so-called political commentators. Now, I understand that at an individual level, there's many people I know out there who have, for their own reasons, taken the vaccine. And that's fine. I respect that. I don't judge you. It's the political commentators I'm coming after. And I think we do need to come after these people because they are disgusting. To a man, to a woman, some of them give a little bit of token resistance. Oh, well, I've taken the vaccines twice. I'll probably take a booster. Yes, I've worn my mask. Yes, I've stayed at home. Yes, I've complied up until this point. But if they introduce vaccine passports, oh, well, I'll be awfully cross and I won't comply with that. Come on. The only reason they can introduce vaccine passports is because you kind of individuals have complied. Don't you understand that? You are the problem. Had you stood with those of us who have been resolute throughout this nightmare, then the government would not feel so emboldened. It's emboldened because of people like you. You people who took you who took the jabs, who complied at every stage of this. Those of you with a public platform who could have helped, but what you wanted to do instead was to protect your little public platform, to protect your income, to protect the perch on which you sit. And you sing a song which suits the government. People like me, we don't. So obviously what we say is massively unpopular with the establishment and with the administration and with the body politic in the UK and around the world, actually, for that matter. Because this is a global scenario in which we find ourselves. But yeah, the great libertarians, those of who, oh, give us Brexit or, you know, or give us death. Okay, we gave you Brexit. So you wanted to fight for the UK's right to determine what the UK would do. And what happens? The UK does the same as every other country in the world. The UK continues to allow massive inbound immigration. Are all those immigrants doubly vaxxed? Have they got a vaccine passport, Boris? No, they don't need one. But if you want to leave the country, you do need one. You know, these are issues that should have been pointed out and exposed by this commentariat elite. And I'm including many on GB News, actually, when I talk about this as well. They have also been profoundly disappointing. Now, yes, I know the rules of engagement. The rules of engagement are simple. The media as such, the legacy media, it's controlled by Ofcom. Ofcom answers to the government. So if you want to keep your media license to broadcast in whichever way, be it on radio, be it on TV, you have to go along with Ofcom. And Ofcom wants to ensure that the narrative is not challenged when it comes to the experimental gene therapies. And that's why they are so compliant. Again, they're looking, always follow the money. And in this case, the money is keep your license so you can get advertising from the government as well, by the way. And that way you do what the government says. And all the hard little shills presenting their little programs on whichever channel it is, GB News, BBC, ITV, Sky News, whatever, and across the printed press, they're all the same. They give a little bit of token resistance here or there, but they're cheerleading for children to be vaccinated. They're cheerleading for further restrictions to be introduced. Some of them will cheerlead for more lockdown because they've been bought and paid for everywhere, not just on the mainstream media, but in social media. Well, I see you all out there, so-called commentators. I see what you say. But happily, there is an army of us and we haven't bent the knee. We are not going to bend the knee. We know exactly what's going on, and we're going to keep calling it out. And that's why I need your support to be able to do this. So if you can do it, please hit the heart button at the end of this just to let me know you've liked the content of what I'm saying. And please, of course, make sure you subscribe to the channel. I need more subscribers. Let's build the subscriber base, please, here on the David Vance podcast and on the Hard Truth podcast with Alana Mercer. You know, let's keep the fight back going. Thank you so much.